It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hello, welcome to the show live from downtown D.C. in Studio 4. This is Border Crossings, and I'm Larry London. We have a guest, actually two guests in our studio, and we're going to cover some very interesting topics, something very important to, I'm sure, the worldwide audience today. In addition to the music of Kane Brown, Kane is here, and he's coming out with a deluxe version of his new album, which is self-titled Kane Brown. The deluxe version comes out October 6th. We're going to play a song right now, which is already at number one from the deluxe album. It's called Found You, right here on Border Crossing. Stay tuned. Kane Brown coming up.
Sitting in the same old bar, heartbreaking on a broken bar stool, wishing she'd come running back, running from the past, running up the tab, drinking for two. But that night my boy showed up, dragged me out on the town, had to pick me up. I never know what I was missing if they didn't, 'cause I'd have never found you. Cause you're all over me in the sheets all night, keeping me up. Yeah, it's hard to believe that a goodbye could be so good to me. No, I'd have never found you at that random house party that I didn't even want to go to. The way you move had me first time feeling in a while. I should make one too. Sometimes the finish line is just the start of something new. Never found you, 'cause I'd have never found you at that random house party that I didn't even want to go to. The way you move had me first time feeling in a while. I should make one too. Sometimes the finish line is just the start of something new. But I never lost her, and I'd have never found.
You've got Border Crossings. We found you, and Kane Brown found you as well, and we find him here in D.C. now, and he's sitting in front of me. Congratulations on the success of your new album and the new single there, Found You. That's great. Number one?
Yeah, man, I appreciate it.
You can't do any better than that.
No.
Number one, there's nowhere else to go. Way to go. Congratulations. Now, you're a real, are you a soft-spoken guy, quiet guy? I'm trying to gauge here.
Yeah,
from you.
I'm pretty quiet, especially in the mornings.
Especially in the morning. Yeah. You guys get up at the crack of noon when you're out on the road.
I usually wake up around 1 or 2.
Uh-huh. And so you are, this is the first, you know, your first full studio album, although you're no stranger to releasing albums. You've put out, I think, two EPs, both of which made it to the top five. So you are quite a success story, and all the critics are raving about your music. I mean, how do you feel right now about all this attention you're getting?
I feel good, man. I just got a loyal fan base, and they got me where I'm at, and they're just my army.
Mm-hmm. And it hasn't always been country music for you, though.
It basically has, but I grew up off country music, and mm-hmm. then once I got to middle school and high school, I kind of branched out to, you know, hip hop, R&B, rock and roll, and then just my love for country was just still there.
Mm-hmm. And so you're true to your heart now, and your heart is in country.
Yes, sir.
And the country fans are great. I mean, you know, country fans are different from all other fans in music. At least my experience, from what I've seen in concerts, they're much more loyal and devoted. They pay attention to the lyrics. It's a whole different group you're singing to.
Yeah, and they follow you.
They do follow you.
Yeah.
And you're a handsome guy. I'm sure there's a lot of people following you.
I appreciate it, man. You're not too bad yourself.
Oh, well, we got a little bromance going on here. Kane Brown is in our studios, and I know you're very excited about the deluxe album that's coming out October 6th.
Yes, sir.
And you've got some special music. We just heard a song that's on the deluxe album. So what other surprises do you have on the deluxe version of Kane Brown?
It's really cool because I feel like the songs that I'm releasing now top every other song on my deluxe album. There's a song called Heaven that I want to take as my new single to radio. That's another song called What's Mine Is Yours. And I feel like the new songs are just kind of like the direction that I'm going. And, you know, hopefully it just keeps growing from there.
Mm-hmm. Has this always been your dream, is to be a successful performer like this? I mean, to be in your 20s and to be on stage and having all these people screaming and grabbing at you, is that something you dreamed about?
Nah, before, you know, I thought I was going to be playing, sports somewhere, baseball, basketball, or football. And then, my song right now on country radio is with Lauren Elena, and we were in middle school together. And, you know, she went off to American Idol and did her thing, and it just kind of inspired me. They brought her back to our hometown, and they gave her this parade, and it was just like so cool, and it just really inspired me to just kind of be a singer.
Then we need to have a Kane Brown Day in Tennessee somewhere. I mean,
man, right now it says home of Lauren Elena in Fort Oakville, Georgia.
Well, we'll get your name on there too. But
it is,
you know, what a pleasure to have you here. You know, I've enjoyed your music, and this has been a new journey for you the last few years. You're just getting started, but what a great beginning for you. And I know that you had some difficult times in your childhood growing up. I mean, maybe you could share a little bit of that story, if you don't mind, with our audience.
Yeah, pretty much, you know, growing up, I went through almost everything you can imagine. Went through child abuse, racism. We moved a lot. I went to 12 different schools, probably lived in like 15 different houses, apartments. Lived in a car with my mom for like a week. I don't remember that, but she used to tell me, she used to feed me Cheerios, and I was like the happiest baby ever. But yeah, it was just rough really growing up. And I was so young growing up and not really knowing what was happening that I didn't realize it until I got older. My mom was always struggling, but I never knew she was. She just always made my life, as happy as possible. So it's cool now just seeing what kind of woman my mom was, and it just, you know, made me a better man who I am today.
Mm. Well, that's, you know, you go through difficult things in life, and they shape us. They turn us into who we are. So your mom, I'm sure, is proud wherever she is, and you know, you have done wonderful things. But to be homeless and living in your car, you're a young guy, so it wasn't too long ago, I guess, that this was going on in your life. And we have with us in the studio Ali Solis, who's a part of an initiative that is before Congress. She is here on behalf of what is National Month for Renters. It's just like, you know, we have all these special calendar occasions, and this is one that is very special and certainly topical and something that needs attention. So, Ali, thank you for bringing attention to something very important.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Now, tell me exactly what the initiative is that you have today that you're going to be talking to Congress about.
So like Kane, there are 11 million families all across the U.S. who are struggling to make rent every month, just to have a basic roof over their heads to be able to provide that shelter for their children. And so we are raising awareness and helping give voice. This is a hidden crisis happening mostly behind closed doors. So we are, we know how to solve this as a solvable crisis. And so we're working on a bipartisan manner to starting with this resolution that's introducing a National Month for Renters and proposing ways to end housing insecurity for these families.
The numbers are just astounding. You know, what you were talking about, the senior citizens we talked about earlier. And so, you know, people struggling to pay the rent, and rent is increasing in cost everywhere you go, but incomes aren't. And so it's a difficult uphill climb. And so you're taking on this whole issue, which is kind of, I mean, you're a hero, you know. So I thank you on behalf of the people around the world who are like the people here in America struggling to pay rent. Now, your organization is a nonprofit. It's called the Make Room. That's right. Your foundation? Your
Make Room.
So, and how long have you guys been together?
We've been established as a standalone nonprofit since the beginning of this year, but we launched actually at the United Nations in 2015 as a public awareness campaign.
And so from what I was reading, you've got some support in the House and I assume in the Senate as well, but you have to get one thing through the House first before it can go to the Senate. So what's the plan for today? What are you going to be telling the representatives you speak at in the House today?
So first of all, we're really grateful to have bipartisan support for this initiative being led by Congressman Poliquin from Maine and Congressman Heck, and then in the Senate led by Senator Cassidy and Senator Van Hollen right here from Maryland. And that's important to us because as an organization that's nonpartisan, this is an issue that really doesn't impact politics. It is happening to families, whether you're in a rural small town or a big urban center. And so we are proposing solutions that include expanding the supply of affordable homes that are out there, providing more rental assistance to help meet the gap between what people can afford and rising rents, as you described, and then reducing regulatory barriers that don't allow for expansion of new homes being developed.
And I thought that if I'm wrong, 9 million children are affected by this?
9 million kids every day. And the long-term psychological impacts, as Kane talked about, when you have to move 6 different schools, not only on those children, but on the children that they are going to school with, the constant moves, the constant lack of, stress and long-term traumatic stress that it can cause over many years. So if you think about the hurricanes that we've just seen, so many people, lost their homes overnight. These families are struggling and living with that same kind of anxiety every day, whether, once they pay rent, do they have enough money left over to buy food for their kids? So those are the kinds of trade-offs we're talking about for these families.
And hopefully, your message will resonate, with Congress today, with the government, because this is an issue that does need attention. And there's so many issues and so many things going on. It seems every day you're reading about some tragedy or some horrific thing that's happening. And everybody needs help. People need help. The hungry need help. The homeless need help. And people who are struggling to pay rent is as I say, it's a paramount importance. And, Kane, you, Allie mentioned you had moved around 12 different times. How did that impact your life? I mean, it's hard for you to fathom, I'm sure, but moving around, picking up every time, making friends, having to, go somewhere else to start all over, that must have had a profound effect on you.
Luckily I played sports, so it was kind of easy to make friends, but it's just, when you're young, I feel like you make a connection like it's your family, it's your brothers and sisters, and, it was just kind of hard just picking up and moving. And you don't really realize it. Like I said, I didn't anyway until I got older. And then I run into them and I'm like, holy crap. Like, dude, I haven't seen you since, so-and-so grade. And I just ask you how you're doing. And like I said, it made me a stronger person. But if I would have known what was going on as I was younger, I probably would have ended up dropping out of school and trying to help my mom in some way. So I'm honestly glad she didn't tell me how bad we were struggling until I was older, so I didn't drop out.
Well, we're going to play another song right now from Kane Brown, and I'm not sure. Do you know the name of the song that we're playing?
What Ifs.
What Ifs. All right. This is Kane Brown, What Ifs. You're listening to Border Crossings. Stay tuned.
You say, what if I hurt you? What if I leave you? What if I find somebody else and I don't need you? What if this goes south? What if I mess you up? You say, what if I break your heart in two, then what? Well, I hear girl, I feel girl, but not so fast. For you make your mind up, I gotta ask. What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I ain't one of them fools? Just playing some game. What if I just pull you close? What if I lean in and the stars line up and it's our last first kiss? What if one of these days, baby, I go and change your name? What if I loved all these what ifs away?
What if the sky falls? The
sun stops burning. We could worry about them what ifs till the world stops turning. Or I could kiss you. What if you liked it? Well, we ain't ever gonna know unless we try it. What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I ain't one of them fools just playing some game? What if I just pull you close? What if I lean in and the stars line up and it's our last first kiss? What if one of these days, baby, I go and change your name? What if I love? What if I leave you? What if I find somebody else and I don't need you? Damn. What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I ain't one of them fools just playing some game? Yeah. What if I just pull you close? What if I lean in and the stars line up and it's our last?
Border Crossings, and that's Kane Brown with Lauren Elena, What Ifs. And Lauren must be a lot of fun to work with. I know she's a lot of fun to talk to. She must be a lot of fun to work with.
Yeah, she's always, you know, been or had that personality and just got that amazing voice ever since seventh grade. So, yeah, she's awesome to work with.
You guys must have gotten a heap of trouble when you were in school because she's a troublemaker, and, you know.
Nah, she was a sweet girl in school. She was a cheerleader in middle school. I dated her best friend, so that's kind of how we got to know each other. And I was the quiet one in chorus, and she was the one singing her tail off.
And you took similar paths. She went to American Idol, and you were on The X Factor, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
And then you left The X Factor because you weren't happy with the direction they were trying to make you go.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to be in a...
You didn't want to be a boy band guy?
Nah. Country Backstreet Boys. Nah.
Well, you made the right decision, obviously. It's paid off for you hugely. And so the album is doing well, and the deluxe version comes out October 6th. It'll be the Kane Brown album. Is it Kane Brown Deluxe?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, you can't ask for a better album than a deluxe version of Kane Brown. And you know, I'm a little envious of you because you have such a deep voice.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, I'm jealous of you.
No, you got a good radio voice.
Now, you're on tour, and I know you've done some touring. I think it was Florida Georgia Line last year you were on tour.
Yes, sir.
And so what's the future hold for you, next on your plan list?
We have a tour scheduled, but I can't announce it yet.
Oh, come on. It's just between you and I.
Yeah.
We'll keep it a secret. Sony, plug your ears. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, but I'm really excited about it. I believe it starts in the middle of January. So that'll be announced sooner than later. So
that's great. And how about world touring? Is that a part of the plan? Are you looking?
I don't know. I would like to do it. We just gotta, establish our fan base in the United States first, because I don't really know where else I'd go.
But you're established, all right. Look at all the sales. I saw something like your last video had 11 million views or something like that, or streams or something like that. You're huge.
Thanks, man.
You're doing great. Now, I did want to mention something. You know, we were talking about the fact that we're trying to help through the U.S. government people in America who are struggling to pay rent. And this applies to people who work and can't pay rent. And you worked. You had a very nice job and still weren't able to pay all the bills.
Yeah, well, I did. I mean, I worked at Lowe's and Target for a while. That's when I had two jobs. I'd wake up at 4 a.m., go on to Target. I'd get off at 10 and then go on to Lowe's. And Target was minimum wage. And, you know, Lowe's, I was making around like $9.80 an hour. But I still could only like afford my truck payment. And then gas to get to school because I was still in high school. But then once I got out of high school, I actually got a better job at FedEx. was making around $12 an hour, and I still couldn't afford, rent, my car payment, and gas, and let alone food. So it was, I got lucky, actually getting in the music industry, but I just can't imagine, what a lot of people getting out of high school that doesn't have, their degrees, or, if anything else happened, just trying to afford rent and just living on their own without their parents' help.
Now, Allie, how common is that?
Well, there are 25 million Americans struggling with this issue. One in four renters. So for every four renters in America, one is struggling to make rent each month and making these trade-offs that I mentioned, not able to buy medicine for their children or basic needs. We're not talking about taking luxury vacations here. And over 70% of these folks are working, often two jobs, as Kane mentioned. So it's actually a very common issue. And in no community in America, can you, as a minimum wage worker, find an affordable place to rent? So again, there's this myth that this is a problem that's only happening in San Francisco and some of the big high-cost markets. And, we just have families coming in from all across the country today to talk to Congress, coming in from, places like Nashville or Erie, Pennsylvania, and, small communities where this is a big issue. Baton Rouge, we have a family coming in from Baton Rouge. There's a massive lack of affordable rental homes for these families.
And you've been given the opportunity to speak before the lawmakers in this country. And so what are you going to say to them today? What do you hope when you leave will be the result, the end result of speaking before Congress today about the initiative, which is resolution for
National Month for Renters.
Right.
It commemorates September as National Month for Renters. And what we'll be asking the Congress to do is to make solving housing insecurity a national priority. We know that when the public and the political will exist to solve a problem like hunger in America or many other social causes, we know how to do that. And so this is a solvable problem. I mean, at its most fundamental level, without a home and the safety and security of a place to lay your head down at night, everything else really falls apart. Mm-hmm. So we see home and as foundational to being able to achieve opportunity for Americans, and as such should be prioritized.
Mm-hmm. And you do have a resolution, right?
Yes, we do.
What is what?
Well, we have two different resolutions, one in the House and one in the Senate, that will really use it as a way to draw attention to the needs of renters. So all throughout the month of September, we'll be doing events across the country to raise awareness, to meet with policy leaders, not just at the federal government, because this really is a problem that needs to be solved from the private sector's perspective as well as local government. So we'll be working with cross-sector partnerships to find solutions to end housing insecurity.
And is it National Month for Renters because of your organization, or did that exist before?
This will be the first time we'll have going forward. September will be National Month for Renters. This is a new commemorative legislation that will be, hopefully passed by both houses in the coming months. But really, as I said, it's a really calling, a call to action for us all to be coming together to solve this problem.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you go out on the road, Kane, and you meet, kids who might be struggling to pay rent and homeless, what do you tell them? I mean, you're a role model now. You're you're in a position of significant importance. So what do you tell the kids that you meet?
Honestly, and luckily, I haven't came across any of that.
You will.
Yeah, but I mean, if it did happen, I would probably honestly just open my pocket and help them out in some way.
Wow.
Especially kids. Every time I see a kid, it's like I can't deny them. I mean, I can't really deny anybody, even if it's for a picture, but if I see a kid, it's just like I have to open my arms.
And on his Facebook page, Kane, there were people sharing their stories, right, about the struggles with rent. So I think the beauty of partnering with someone like Kane is that he has this broad appeal to a much larger set of audiences that, may not understand that this is a cause and a crisis that's happening behind closed doors. So that's another great reason for our partnership.
And what are you going to tell Congress, Kane, when it's your turn to speak? What are you going to say?
I'm honestly nervous to be in front of Congress, but I'm just going to tell them my story and hope that they listen and let her do all the educated speaking.
Well, it has been a pleasure to have you both here, and I know you've got a very busy day ahead of you and quite an important and significant message to carry with you throughout the day, and it's been an honor and a pleasure to meet you, Allie, you know, on behalf of those people who you're out there speaking on behalf of and the cause that you're the champion of right now. Thank you very much. You make me proud to be an American. And as far as you're concerned, Kane, the future is just nothing but bright for you, my friend. I mean, you are with one of the best labels on the planet, and you've got a great start with all the number one status and the millions of followers that you have and the tours that are planned, the secret tour that you got coming up in January. And what are you going to do for your birthday in another month, I guess it is.
No, I got a show during my birthday, so I'll be celebrating on stage.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's been the highlight for you so far? Because it hasn't been, you know, I mean, it's been kind of short road so far, but what's been the highlight for you?
Man, we've done a lot. You know, I was on tour with Florida Georgia Line. We're on tour with Jason Aldean right now. Probably one of my favorite things I've done is just one of my idols, Randy Travis. I got to do the Randy Travis tribute show, and it really meant a lot, especially everything that he's went through, and just for him to ask me to be on stage, and he was sitting side stage and listening to me sing and just started bobbing his head. It was really cool. So that's probably my favorite thing.
Jason Aldean give you any advice? He'd talk to you or say anything to you when you're on the road with him?
Man, he just is showing me how to be humble and stay humble. And then when he gets on stage, turns into a rock star, and he's just became a great friend. So I'm just grateful to be out on the road with him.
I can't wait to see you in concert. I'm looking forward to it. And thank you so much, both Allie and Kane, for coming on. Kane Brown, the album is Kane Brown. The deluxe version, October 6th, hits the shelves if you want to get it. Where do people go to get your album? I know iTunes and Amazon. Your website?
My website's KaneBrownMusic.com.
KaneBrownMusic.com.
Targets and Walmarts. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's Best Buy. Yeah, Best Buy.
And if people want to watch you on tour, the schedule will be on your website. If they want to reach out to you on Facebook, Twitter, and all that stuff, how do they find you?
My Facebook's just Kane Brown. Instagram's KaneBrown_music, and my Twitter's just Kane Brown.
All right, and I'm sure you respond yourself, right?
Yes,
seem
sir.
Like down-to-earth guy, so.
Yes, sir.
Well, what a pleasure to meet you both. Thank you
nice
very much.
Nice to meet you.
You come back again and see us when you're in D.C. The next song is called Learning. Tell me about that song.
So Learning is just kind of like what I was telling you earlier about my life. It talks about child abuse and just basically growing up with no money and pretty much you just got to live life and let everything go that happens to you, because if you don't, it's going to hurt you in the long run.
All right. Kane Brown, Learning, thank you guys again for coming on. And thank you, Sony. This is Border Crossings on the Voice of America.
Learning. When I was 6 years old, I kind of wet the bed. My stepdad came in and nearly beat me to death. All bruised and broken, I was lonely and scared. My mom, she was working, there was nobody there. My nana showed up, she was super protective. Had a tear in her eye, she saw how I was neglected. The crazy part about it, she's a straight up detective. But you never would have guessed it, how she cook you a breakfast. 3 weeks later, she had him locked in the cell. Now I'm 7 years old with a story to tell. Singing, I'm gonna let it go.
Learning.
Forgiveness. It's something we gotta know. Cause if you hold on forever, it'll hurt your soul. That's why I'm learning how to let it go. That's why I'm learning how to let it go. Now middle school's here, a new chapter in life. New stepdad too, made my mama his wife. Got new problems now, like trying to fit in, getting looked down on just because of your skin. It's bad enough, I can't afford them clothes. Got high waters on, with holes in my soul. Now that's the type of stuff to put a hole in your soul. But
I'm gonna let it go. Forgiveness is something we gotta know. Counts if you hold on forever, it'll hurt your soul. That's why I'm learning how to let it go. That's why I'm learning how to let it go.
Let it go.
Learn it. Yeah.
I learned enough for a song. Still got some friends, yeah. But most of them gone.
They gone.
Overdoses or killed by a gun. Breaking into houses, life on the run. Did it for his kid, now he won't be around. Guess the little one's gonna be just like me now. If you're carrying the bitterness around in your shoulders, just remember what I told you.
Sing it.
I'm gonna let it go. Forgiveness is something we gotta know. Cause if you hold on forever, it'll hurt your soul. That's why I'm learning how to let it go. That's why I'm learning how to let it go. I'm learning how to let it go.
It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
I was wondering about your mama. Did she get that job she wanted? So that car that gave her problems, I'm just curious about her honest. Girl, you're wondering why I've been calling, like I got ulterior motives. No, we didn't end it so good, but you know we had something so good. I'm wondering, can we still be friends? Can we still be friends? Doesn't have to end. And if it ends, can we be friends? A body to hold you tight since I left. Wondering if you think about me. Actually, don't answer that. Though you're wondering why I've been calling, like I got ulterior motives. Though we didn't end it so good, but you know we had something so good. I'm wondering, can we still be friends? Can we still be friends? Doesn't have to end. And if it ends, can we be friends? Ulterior motives. No, we didn't end it so good, but you know we had something so good. I'm wondering, can we still be friends? Can we still be friends? Doesn't have to end. And if it ends,
Border Crossings and a new song from Justin Bieber with Blood Pop, and that song's called Friends, and it is a request and dedication from Ghana and a listener who goes by AMXNL, AMXNL, and said, play that for my girlfriend Jessica in Tema, Ghana. So hopefully Jessica was listening and heard that song just for her friends. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Again, thank you to Zach Brown for being on our program today. It was a pleasure to meet him and to have him on the show. And we will continue to play all your music and requests and dedications. Call 202-619-2077. If there's a song that you want to hear, give me a call, 202-619-2077. That's our studio phone number. You can email bordercrossings@voa.gov. And don't forget about Facebook, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Ray McDonald will be in just a bit with a chart chat. But today we've got Moses Sarugo online, Norman Ray Campongo, Hormeku Partisan, Raymond Naain, Naka Emanuels is with us, Barutakowit, Tebebe, Barahone Diaz, all listening to Border Crossings, Esther Voss, Varsha Femi, Bartle Bart Horvat, Melissa Kaplan, Tau Buhari, Etienne Habu Mugisha, Awalu England Geographer, Inan Geshi Caleb, Naka Emanuels. Thank you all for joining us at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Here's a request from India, Prashan Mukhtar. I say namaste to all of our friends throughout India. Dolly Parton had a hit song and then a TV show. 2 years in a row they had this show on, Coat of Many Colors. It was a true story about Dolly and her mother and their relationship. And, you know, the lyrics of that story tell a very heartfelt, emotional story about a relationship between a mother and her daughter and the family. And I hope to have Dolly Parton on Border Crossing soon. I've been talking to Dolly's management, and we're pretty close to getting her on the show. So that would be great to be able to talk to the iconic Dolly Parton. Prashan Mukhtar in India. This song, he says, dedicate to the survivors of Hurricane Harvey. Dolly Parton, Coat of Many Colors.
Back through the years, I go wandering once again. Back to the seasons of my youth, I recall a box of rags that someone gave us, and how my mama put the rags to use. There were rags of many colors, but every piece was small, and I didn't have a coat, and it was away down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, so in every piece with love, she made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore, and then she said, perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness. And I just couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. Although we had no money, well, I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. So with patches on my breeches and holes in both my shoes, in my coat of many colors I hurried off to school, just to find the others laughing and making fun of me. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. And oh, I couldn't understand it, for I felt I was rich. And I told them all the love my mama sewed in every stitch. And I told them all the story mama told me while she sewed, and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. But they didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see that one is only poor, only if they choose to be. Now I know we had no money, but I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me, made just for me.
Border Crossings, Dolly Parton, and she's got a coat of many colors, which her mom made for her.
What a great voice she has. Oh, my gosh, she has such a good voice. I have some Dolly Parton trivia for you.
Uh-oh.
Do you remember the Peter Gabriel single, Don't Give Up?
Yes, yes.
Dolly was Peter's first choice, but she couldn't do it, so he got Kate Bush, and of course it became a classic, but Dolly was his first choice.
Very interesting. A lot of people don't remember that Dolly sang I Will Always Love You. That was her song.
That was her
before
song.
Before Whitney made it a huge mega smash hit, but... All right, Ray McDonald's here. When it comes to hits, Ray knows the hits.
I got a couple hits for you, and both of these songs share a connecting factor. A young man by the name of Khalid. He appears in both of these songs. Mm-hmm. We're going to be starting out with a single that's really just leaping up the chart. It's by a hip-hop artist named Logic. It features Khalid and Alicia Cara. It's called 1-800-273-8255. And it goes from 29th to 9th place. So this thing has some real momentum behind it. And I will explain why the title is a phone number after the song.
I've been on a low, I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feel like my life ain't mine. Who can relate? Woo! I've been on a low, I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feel like my life ain't mine. I don't wanna be alive. I don't wanna be alive. I just wanna die today. I just wanna die. The shit I'm talking about, they think they know it. I've been praying for somebody to say me. No one's heroic in my life, don't even matter. I know it, I know it, I know I'm hurting deep down, but can't show it. I never had a place to call my own. I never had a home. Ain't nobody calling my phone. Where you been, where you at, what's on your mind? They say every life precious, but nobody care about mine. I've been on a low, I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feel like my life ain't mine. Who can relate? Woo! I've been on a low, I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feel like my life ain't mine. I want you to be alive. I want you to be alive. You don't gotta die today. You don't gotta die. I want you to be alive. I want you to be alive. You don't gotta die. Now let me tell you why.
It's the very first breath when your head's been drowning underwater, and it's the lightness in the air when you're there chest to chest with the lover. It's holding on though the road's long and seeing light in the darkest things. And when you stare at your reflection, finding open who it is, I know that you'll thank God you.
I know where you've been, where you are, where you're going. Yeah. I know you're the reason I believe in life. What's the day without a little night? I'm just trying to set a little light. It can be hard, it can be so hard, but you gotta live right now, you got everything to give right now. I've been on a low, I've been taking my time, I feel like I'm out of my mind, it feel like my life ain't mine. Who can relate? Woo! I've been on a low, I've been taking my time, I feel like I'm out of my mind, it feel like my life ain't mine. I finally wanna be alive. I don't wanna feel alive, I don't even wanna die anymore. Oh, I don't wanna,
die anymore.
We're hitting that one hard on VOA 1. Logic featuring Alessia Cara and Khalid. 1-800-273-8255. That goes from 29th to 9th place on the current Billboard Hot 100 chart. The title of this song is the phone number for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. And that's what this song is all about. Logic says the song arose from a recent tour where he spent time in fans' houses. And a lot of fans told him, look, your music has saved my life. And he started thinking about that. And he said, I never realized that. And that brought home to him the power that artists have over others' lives. Who is Logic? He's a rapper from right here in the area, from Gaithersburg, Maryland. His real name is Sir Robert Bryson Hall II. He released his first mixtape in 2009. His first major label album, Under Pressure, dropped in 2014. His third album, Everybody, came out in May. It hit number one on the Billboard album chart. So this one's got some momentum behind it, and I wouldn't be surprised if it goes higher in the Hot 100.
And it carries a very significant and important message that...
Teen suicide, well, suicide as a whole, is an enormous problem.
Right. A worldwide problem.
Worldwide, not just in this country.
Right, right.
And I think anything that educates people about it, destigmatizes the subject, is very good, and it's part of a very, very encouraging trend I see, where artists such as Lady Gaga and Demi Lovato are destigmatizing mental illness or
domestic violence and things like that.
Yes. You know, they're saying it's nobody's fault.
Right.
This stuff happens, and here's how you can get help.
Exactly. And the only way that you're going to get help is to come out with the story, because a lot of people wouldn't come out and talk about their situation, their challenges, their stories.
Right.
And this is an opportunity to say, hey, it's okay to get help. It's okay to ask for help. It's okay to talk about these issues. And that's one step towards resolution, is if you reach out and ask for. You can't get help if you don't ask for help.
Exactly. And I think that's one of the good points about social media, is that it's furthering that.
Yes.
So one of the artists on this song was a young man named Khalid, and he's going to be front and center for our next song, which is approaching the top 20. It's not there yet. It's knocking at the door. The song's called Young, Dumb, and Broke, which is, I think we've all been there at one point or another. It moves from 41st to 32nd place, and we'll get to meet Khalid after the song.
So you're still thinking of me, just like I know you should. I cannot give you everything, you know I wish I could. I'm so high at the moment, I'm so caught up in this. Yeah, we're just young, dumb, and broke, but we still got love to give while we're young, dumb. Young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb. Young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb. Young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb, broke high school kid. La da 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 da. Young, dumb, broke high school kid. We have so much in common. We argue all the time. You always say I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure I'm right. What's fun about commitment when we have all life to live? Yeah, we're just young, dumb, and broke, but we still got love to give while we're young, dumb. Young,
still got love to give while we're young, dumb, young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb, young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb, young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb, broke high school.
Khalid, young, dumb, and broke. Yup. Been there.
That's exactly right. That describes about all of us here at VOA in the studio.
Moving from number 41 to number 32, this is the second single from Khalid's debut album, American Teen. The first one you might remember, it's called Location. It hit 16th place, went double platinum, and we play that song on VOA 1. The American Teen album dropped in March. Went to number 4 on the album chart. It went to number 1 on the R&B albums list. It went gold. That's 500,000 sales. And Khalid is an American teen. He turned 19 in February. His name is Khalid Robinson. He's from Georgia. His mother was in the military, so he lived all over the country, and he also spent 6 years in Germany. On September 26th, and this is big, Khalid will kick off a tour of the UK and Europe with Lord. It all starts in Manchester, England. He will be Lord's opening act through October 18th, and then he himself will headline some shows in Australia and New Zealand. So Khalid is getting a global push.
And he got a big MTV award. So, yeah, I mean, that's huge.
Yeah.
He was the new artist? Best new artist.
I believe so, yeah.
So that's huge.
All right, Khalid.
Yeah, way to go, Khalid. Does he have a last name?
Robinson.
Khalid Robinson. All right. Well, your name is Ray
McDonald.
There it is. And he does the chart chat for us. You also host the Billboard Top 20 Countdown. And you've been doing this how many years at VOA?
33 years, baby.
33 years.
I still remember the number one song on the first show that I hosted.
What was it?
It was Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go by Wham.
Wow. Unbelievable. Yep. He's the Casey Kasem of VOA. Well, thank you, Ray.
Well, I hope not, because Casey's dead.
No, but you're very much alive. So tell me, where can people hear your Billboard Top 20 Countdown?
Well, the Billboard Top 20 Countdown is available different times for different parts of the world on different frequencies.
Thursdays, usually.
On Thursdays,
yes.
Right? I don't have
And why Thursdays? Tell people why it's Thursdays.
Basically, It's always been on Thursdays.
Isn't that the day the chart comes out?
It is, okay. And it wasn't always the day the chart comes out. Mm-hmm. So there are possibly some alterations that need to be made.
Mm-hmm.
But
you're always on the cutting edge, though. You're right there.
You can catch me on Thursday. On Tuesdays, I have my top 5 countdown,
mm-hmm.
which gives you a little more of an early warning or an early view of which are the biggest hits of mm-hmm. of the week.
And you also are a part of the weekly Popcast.
I am, with Shauna and Nikki on Mondays.
All right. Well, thank you, Ray. You're a busy guy. And you're also doing every afternoon or morning or what time. You're all different times you're on the VOA 1.
I'm everywhere.
Everywhere. The omnipresent.
And so are you.
We're both of us.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Ray McDonald. This is Border Crossings, and I thank you very much for tuning in. And again, thank you, Kane Brown, for being on our show, and Ali Solis for also joining us today earlier. And thank you, Sony, for all the support. And best of luck to Kane and Allie on the Hill today. My name is Larry London. I'll see you tomorrow, 1500 Universal. More Border Crossings requests and dedications at that time. You take care of yourself. Have a great night. Tell some friends about us. This is Border Crossings on the VOA 1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.